If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Okay, Sheikh Sawid, since we are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, let me ask this question first at the beginning of this episode. What are the conditions that require to be, in fact, fulfilled? These conditions have to be met or should be met, making sure that our prayers are valid. Do we have any kind of responsibility, or are we duty-bound to make sure that our prayers become valid? And what are those conditions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there are at least six conditions which must be fulfilled in order for our prayers to be valid. When it comes to the clothes we wear, yes?
Yes.
The clothes we wear. One of the first conditions that must be fulfilled is that the clothes we wear must be pure. There should be no impurity, essential impurity, or secondary impurity on our clothes. It must be ritually pure. And the second condition, which is also very important, is that it should be allowable. It should be mubah, and mubah means that it should not be gained from the money,
unlawfully or illicit,
illicitly. It should not have been usurped by the individual who offers his prayers. Otherwise, the prayer will be affected. And then the third condition is that the clothes he wears during prayer should not be made of the parts of a carcass or a dead animal For example, it should not be made of the skin or the hide of an animal which has not been slaughtered according to Islamic law. And this is the third condition. We are trying to be brief, okay? And then it should not be from the parts of an animal whose meat is essentially impure. For example, wolves, jackals, loins, leopards.
Rabbits.
Rabbits, of course, we have crocodiles, which are very much used and for making shoes, clothes, and jackets, The clothes we wear, should not be made from any part of the animals whose meat is haram to eat. And number five, the clothes of a man who offers prayers should not be made of gold. There shouldn't be any gold ornaments, any jewelry or anything like that with the man while offering prayer. For example, if he has a gold ring or a gold watch or anything like that, or if maybe the buttons of his shirt are made of gold, then obviously his prayer, according to all religious authorities, this ruling is not specific or particular to the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. His prayers will be white.
What about the fabric made of silk?
Yeah, the silk. That's the last condition, the clothes worn by a man should not be made of pure silk. Pure silk, So silk made clothes are haram for men to wear, whether a person is offering prayer or is not offering prayer. So clothes made of silk are forbidden for men, not for women. The same is the case with gold. Gold is forbidden for men, and it's not forbidden for women. So these are the six conditions which must be fulfilled by the person who is offering prayer. And when it comes to his clothes only, when it comes to the conditions of the prayer, of course, those are the separate things,
Yes.
The invalidating agents are there, how to offer the prayers, and what are the requirements, what are the conditions that must be fulfilled or met while offering prayer. Those are different issues, we are not going to discuss in this episode.
You included only gold for men as one of the jewelries, right? But
yes.
Not, for example, silver, because some cultures also use silver, for example, rings, as a kind of ornament, right? For men,
sure.
Obviously. But that is not the invalidator of the prayer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't affect the prayer.
Yes.
Silver is permissible according to Islam.
Okay. What about platinum?
Platinum, of course, is allowed. It's permissible.
Because they also call it something
white
like
gold?
Gold. Yes, white
no,
gold.
No. Platinum, according to...
It's not basically gold,
Yeah, it's
right?
not gold, uh-huh. Even Supreme Leader says that if you are wearing an ornament with a small quantity of gold, which is in common view, mm-hmm. it's not considered to be gold. Mm-hmm. For example, we have something like called white gold, okay? White gold, if it is actually called gold in common view, then it's haram to wear it. Mm-hmm. The color is not important. You know, it can be white, but it still is considered to be gold. Mm-hmm. But if the amount of gold used is so little that it is considered to be as absent in the ornament that we mm-hmm. that a man wears, yes, it's kind of, let's say, negligible, uh-huh. you know.
Yes.
Then it is it's permissible and it does not affect the prayer.
What about gilded metal? The kind of metal which is covered or coated with a little bit thin layer of gold.
Yeah.
Does that make it, the prayers invalid for women?
Of course. Gold-plated items, uh-huh. you know, are haram to wear, mm-hmm. you know. You know that
for men.
For men, yeah, yes. Of course. We know that the watch is not, you know, a watch is not something...
Like a wristwatch.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the handles, you know, or maybe some parts of the watch might be gold-plated. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's not permissible for a man to wear the wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. La ilaha illallah,
wallahu akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about the rules about prayers according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and we have Sheikh Javid still at the studio. Sheikh Javid, one of the conditions you said that need to be actually fulfilled in order to render the prayers valid, and you mentioned six of those conditions, right? And
sure.
One of them was the purity of the clothes, for example,
yes.
and the dress in which the individuals, in fact, offer the prayer in. If a person doubts whether their clothes are pure or impure, what becomes of them? Can they offer the prayers in those clothes?
Well, according to the general principle, the principle of Isala al-Tathir or Isala al-Tahara, of course, the principality of something, the principality of purity, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is the principle which is used by not only by the religious scholars, but also by ordinary duty-bound individuals. According to this principle, everyone should treat everything as pure unless and until he is 100% sure that thing is impure.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do not know whether a certain dress that you are going to wear is pure or impure, it is your responsibility and it's your duty as a Muslim individual to treat it as pure. So therefore, even if it may in fact be impure,
mm-hmm.
but since you have no information, you don't know anything about it, you still can wear it, and the prayer that you offer will be valid.
Mm-hmm. I see. But, you know, sometimes it happens that people don't know whether their clothes are pure or impure, but later they find out that their prayers are their clothes are actually impure. In that case, Sheikh Javid, is the said prayer valid?
Because that person did not know that his clothes
mm-hmm.
was impure, and he offered his prayer thinking that the clothes is pure. But later on, he came to know that his clothes is not pure. According to all religious authorities, including Supreme Leader Grand mm-hmm. Ayatollah Khamenei, His prayer is valid in this assumption, in this case.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hu Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un Basir محيي مميت الأبطال.